This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, September 16th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for the day. Today, I need energy. Today, I need excitement. Today, I need perseverance because I can be talking about Chick Charney's. No, not Erin Green. Chick Charney's was disappearing in a pair. And comments raid her trees, but actually a Chick Charney challenge. This is the country's premier obstacle course race. This is where people around the country gravitate. It's like a mecca. You know, when everyone comes here to the Bahamas. In fact, they have people across the world now who gravitate to the Bahamas once a year to participate in one of the biggest, one of the greatest. I was going to call it a fete because it's going to be a big party, right? But it's more than a fete. It's more than a party. It's where who's who in athleticism or athleticism. How you pronounce the word, Erin?
Athleticism.
See? That's why you need media personalities here with you to pronounce these words better. But I have Chester Robard, who is the CEO, the brain thinker about this Chick Charney challenge, right? And he's going to tell me about what it is, how he came about it, why people are gravitating to it, scraping the wall to say, I want to participate in it. Because I want to participate in it. I asked Erin if she willing to run with me, and she looked at me with that sly look. Says she's walk.
Listen,
it was Erin's idea to put a team together.
I eat Goku Ganep. You say you need energy to be on my team, you need to eat Goku Ganep. Not regular Ganep. Goku Ganep.
Yes. Goku Ganep. But let me introduce Chester Robard. Chester, thank you very much for coming on.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me.
No, it's a big thing. See, the Chick Charney Challenge is not a local or small-time entity. It's a big-time thing. There are a number of people have been hearing about it, but I said, let me sit you down so I can understand what it is.
Yeah.
First, I need to get a narrative. I need to get a narrative of what is the Chick Charney Challenge, how was it started, and then describe it to my listening audience because I get excited about it, right? And I need them to understand why I'm so excited about this Chick Charney Challenge.
Yeah, so we started in 2015. That's when we had our first run. So you'll hear in the obstacle world, OCR, obstacle course run. I don't like to call it a race because it is a race when you're in a competition, but some of it is a competition, but people get scared when they hear competition. Like they have to be part of the competition if they sign up, not necessarily, right? But obstacle course runs happen around the world. It is one of the biggest participatory sports in the world now. And obstacle course racing will be in the next Olympics as part of the modern day pentathlon. So you'll see an obstacle course in the modern day pentathlon in the upcoming Olympics.
So what's the steeplechase?
That is part of the name isn't going to come to me right now. But that's a part of the...
It won't come to me.
It's not part of the pentathlon.
But it's not an obstacle course.
No, but
it's... with a Bahamian participant.
It's a multidisciplinary... Yeah. What's his name? It's not decathlon. It was the decathlon?
Yeah, decathlon.
It was decathlon.
Yeah, decathlon.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's part of the decathlon.
Okay.
So I still want to picture what is an obstacle course, an ORC. What is it?
OCR.
OCR.
Right.
What is OCR? Exactly.
So,
describe this Chick Charney challenge.
Right.
And then tell me exactly why you started one.
So what happens is we set up a course. It could be 1 mile, it could be 3 miles, it could be 5 miles. Ours is typically a 5K, so 3 miles. And what we do is we just dot obstacles along that 3 mile course. Typically, some of the things that you'll find in a standard OCR, I should say standard, rope climb, you'll find walls to jump over, things to crawl under, typically something heavy to carry, a sandbag, atlas, and then there are like specialized challenges like Spartan is famous for its spear throw. We are introducing an axe throw in our event, and you'll have a spear throw. People think that's just like, oh, you just throw a spear, but it's much difficult than that.
We can have an axe throw.
What's that? Like throw your axe?
Yeah.
That's a good idea. But you know what? What a name? Valentine's. We could do we have a Valentine's event with that.
There is a number of organizations who is gravitating to this. I see all of the, like I say, athletics people, the people who train, say, yeah. Hey, I want to participate in this. This is what is the thing to participate
right.
in. What is gravitating them to that?
So what it is we have a lot of road events. We have lots of 5Ks. We got half marathons and road events where you just run. That's all you do. You have specialized sports. Maybe you throw a discus. Maybe you throw a shot put. A lot of it doesn't really require everything that you've built up in training. Let's say you go to the gym. You're working upper body, you're working lower body. You're wondering why you're squatting. Well, you're squatting so you could pick up, you know, a 50-pound Atlas and walk with it for a couple meters. You're doing your cardio so that you could run up a steep hill with a sandbag and come back down and not pant the rest of the course, right? You pant your way through the rest of the course. You know, why are you working on kind of like the flexibility of your shoulders? So you could throw a spear or an axe. So I think people gravitate towards this, and it's one of the reasons I did, is because it works all of you. Every part of you that you've been training, that you've been working on, the muscles you've been toning, if you don't use them in everyday life, you lose them, right? You don't use them, you lose them. And a lot of it is practical. So what you talk about when you're training for an obstacle course run is body movements that are functional. So you hear about CrossFit. It's part of functional fitness. What Spartan Race does in their training programs is called functional fitness. So if you're carrying, you go into Miami, you got two suitcases, they overloaded, the airline could charge you plenty of money for them, you got to carry them to the airport. That's functional. Mm-hmm. You got to move these two bags, especially if the wheels broke, right? Mm-hmm. You're carrying them. If you're going upstairs, the wheels ain't no good to you. You have to carry them side by side.
Yeah.
And there's a challenge in some of these obstacle course races called the bag carry. Mm-hmm. And so that's the same thing, right?
This is why I said throw your ex, because there's a...
It makes sense.
No, there's some obstacle courses where...
It's functional.
There are obstacle courses where you carry your spouse, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
You have to do like a fireman's throw and you have to carry
your... I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned...
I'm picturing it in my head. No, I'm not interested in that part.
You mentioned what got me into it. I did my first obstacle course run in 2013, shortly after I did my first half marathon. And my friend was... I'm like, running was fun. Fine. I completed the half marathon. Now what else? Yep. What's next? Mm-hmm. I could run 13 miles. Fine. But can I run 13 miles? Can I climb over a wall and then run a couple more miles and then... You know, lift a dead tree and then run a couple more miles and climb a cargo net. You know, can I do all that?
And I want to hear more about it, right? The course itself, what to expect, right? Mm-hmm. Or for previous courses. But I want to know who participates in this. Because Aaron challenged me, said, we're going to do this. And I said, Aaron, no. I'm not sure if this is built for me and you to do, right? And you say... Earlier you mentioned sometime you got to train or prepare for such an event.
Yeah.
So what type of bohemian, what type of person participates in this Chick Charney Run Challenge?
Everybody. Our last city run, we had people from all walks of life, all sizes, all shapes.
What do you mean all sizes?
Size Andrus.
Andrus-sized people participate inside this Chick Charney Run?
If that's what you call them.
I'm from Andrus. That's my size.
You don't have to be a fast runner.
No, of course not. No, you know, the whole point about it is you want to challenge yourself. And that's really our motto, right, is progress over pretense. It's not about how good you look. It's not about how fast you're going to finish. It's about getting to that obstacle, seeing if you could do it, and not giving up if you have a little bit of difficulty. Asking for help if you need it.
Tell me the age
range for this?
So we typically
I'm trying to picture this in my head.
We go from about 7 years old all the way up to...
You have seven-year-old people participate in the Sadistic Challenge?
Yeah, we've had them running through the bush, running through the city.
And then you have elderly participating inside this too? Matured behemoths.
Yeah, absolutely. I think some of the oldest people we've had were people who, funnily enough, were on vacation, ended up hearing about it. They were leaving in a couple of days, and it was during the time they were on vacation. They signed up. Mm-hmm. Two elderly individuals, and they actually did very well.
They won their category?
Yeah, they did very well.
So what are the age categories?
So we don't have age categories.
So I have to compete against the young people?
Absolutely.
The 70-year-old.
I can compete against the 7-year-old.
You imagine you're starting your run, right? Uh-huh. And next to you is a 7-8-year-old and looking at you saying, I can beat you?
See, it gets
worse. And they just take off and start running?
It gets worse. Imagine you at the wall, right? And you waiting for somebody to lift you, to give you that boost, to pull you up over the wall. And when you turn your head... You see somebody lifting the little 7-year-old up with one hand and fling them over the wall.
Yeah, and can I do that? Like assist my 7-year-old so we can over this wall together?
Yeah. So if you're in a global competition, so like last year, Spartan hosted their kids world championships here over Atlantis.
What?
Yeah, they had the kids world championships over Atlantis.
Go ahead.
And, you know how many little Bahamian children jump through hoops for the public education system and still succeed?
And let me tell you that gigantic organization that is Spartan put out a call for Bahamian school age kids to come and do that particular course that the championship course was going to go through for free.
For free.
And only a handful of people took advantage of it, sadly.
But I think it's about dissemination of information. And so that people could coordinate, right?
Yeah, that too. But I found in doing this for almost 10 years that... there is a unnecessary fear in doing an obstacle course race.
But this sounds fun, though. I don't see the fear factor in
it. I think it's fun.
Especially when you try to describe what it is.
Okay, so watch this. I understand it, right? When I was a little girl and playing in my neighborhood with all the BDM, now MP Adrian White and his brother and Rick Fox's little brother and all of them, they was stunt by. They were stunt man. They had a ramp, and they used to go up on a bicycle and thing. And by that point in time, I stopped going outside barefoot because I done cut up my foot once, and I finished with stunt manning.
Yeah.
Right? And so it was just watching like one bad accident, which wasn't even like in the neighborhood. Yeah. It was outside the neighborhood. And so I understand from that point on, I don't stunt. I don't skateboard. I don't do nothing that could flip me in the air by accident. Nothing.
Chester, before we go on to find on how to register, right, and who registers in terms of groups and organizations, right. In the past, let's engage this person who's on the phone right now. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? We're talking to Chester Robart. We're talking about the Chikchani Run Challenge. Go ahead, caller. Call girl once. Not there, April? Nope. Okay.
All right. So just before you move on, me, I scary. Mm-hmm. I could come in pad, helmet, right? I could send my kid out in the little elbow pad and the knee pad and the little thing. Just maybe a little wrist guard.
Yeah.
I just want, as a parent,
yeah.
or voice as an auntie who's taking my niece or nephew to go do something.
Yeah.
I just want to know that they could be a little safe.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Put them in a helmet. Why not?
They can want me to come. I can wear a helmet.
Yeah. But you typically see parents running with their kids.
How do they dress? Like, Aaron again challenged me and I'll be coming. Yeah. Right? What do I wear?
It's sports clothes.
Tights.
Sports clothes. Tights. You have some running shorts.
Usain
some
running shorts.
Usain Bolt.
You might get dirty. There is a crawl. That's another kind of staple that in our race.
Mm-hmm.
And the crawl is, if people have known our crawl, it's longer this time.
Longer.
It's a longer
crawl. And I crawl underneath something in dirt?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No mud, just dirt?
I hope there's much.
You ever sneak out your house and had to crawl under your parents' window, like quietly, so they don't see you?
I crawled through some windows when I was about 22.
Whoa.
But that's a different obstacle course.
Functional, though.
It's functional.
Functional.
So everything working together. Yeah. I'd say, I need to get back in my youth type body.
But you don't need to go through windows anymore.
No, I just go in the front door now.
Good.
I reach.
So you're like, are we simulating climbing a coconut tree? Who could throw the ladder up against the thing and get up the fastest?
I wish. Climbing a coconut tree is not easy. So
no.
And I don't know the proper form. I could show you how to climb a rope.
Okay.
Okay.
Again. people think that they need all the upper body strength in the world to climb a rope, as in like a competition rope climb. You mm-hmm. don't. You just need a foot technique, and you can make it up to the top.
Before I move on, when is the Chikchani challenge, first of all?
So our challenge is September 28th.
September 28th, coming up.
It's coming up.
Okay.
So
not this weekend.
One Saturday away.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we start at 6 a.m., that's when
6 o'clock in the morning.
Everybody kind of gather in there at our little, you see on the fly it says breakfast fet, where we kind of be, you know, chilling, partying until we get on the road.
No, I want you to describe that, because you mentioned breakfast fet, like picturing breakfast food before I start running.
So
what time do I need to be there mm-hmm. and explain the breakfast fet and then what I expect to do after that?
So I like to throw a theme on all of our runs. It gets monotonous for some people. People want to do it over and over again. That's why we move it around. So we started in Clifton Heritage Park. They're great partners. We do a lot of things with them, including rock climbing. So what we did in 2019 was we moved it to the city. And we partnered with Pirate Republic in that instance. And we kind of had a little nice little party there at Pirate Republic when we started. And then we finished. People hung around. We had some pirate beer to replenish the carbohydrates from the run. And we had a good old time. So this time is going to be kind of different. In 2019, our final obstacle was the rope climb, and it was at the finish line. So people were able to kind of see people do it, which is enjoyable, right? Obstacle course running is a great spectacle, a great spectator event. This year at Crypto Wild, again, great partners for us. We're going to be in their space. And we're going to have three obstacles in that space. So
that's Shirley Street?
That's East Bay Street.
East Bay
right
Street.
Before the bridge where Luciano's used to be.
Okay.
Yeah. Again, great space. So we could fit three obstacles there, and people are going to get to see people do it. So, you know, if your cheer crew is coming with you, they're going to be able to interact with vendors. They're going to be able to participate in some obstacles that are not on the course, but things that they can try out, and just have fun until you get back there in a half an hour to an hour.
So spectators able to virtually have things to do too?
Yeah. No, we're going to have stuff for them to do. And again, this is a first for us. We are expanding our offering and what we kind of do. And again, CryptoWild is a great site for that, because we could fit three obstacles, and then people are able to interact, watch, clap, cheer.
Parking.
Yeah, so parking is going to be
on CryptoWild location?
No. So we can't park inside CryptoWild that day, but across the road, we're reaching out to some of the
Esplanade,
some of the
and businesses
in the area, and seeing how we could work that out.
Okay.
Yep.
April, is that a caller there? Okay, we engage the caller now. Then go ahead, caller. Can you hear us?
Hey, good morning, Mr. Neary, and good morning again, Aaron. Good morning to your guests.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I like this, what he's talking about, the obstacle course, and it sounds like something he can do, and he's like changing it from year to year to make it better. So I'm having an idea of how about you put in for a land grant and get a nice big portion of land somewhere there in the West and just use that as an actual park, where you can put your stuff permanently up,
mm-hmm.
and from year to year you can add something outside of the park in it. You know, would you think of something like that?
No, it's a great idea. No, it's an absolutely great idea. And somebody's pitched it to me before, and a few other things are kind of happening in that realm right now. So we're in kind of a wait and see mode.
Because that could be another tourist attraction too. Because you have a lot of athletic persons that travel here, and they themselves can either foresee to use the park when they're here to do different exercises, to do different like how you said, rock climbing. You could make some like miniature for the smaller kids, and as you go up to different heights, and then that crawling thing. If you know mud. Get some water and hose it off.
Yeah.
I put my T-shirt off.
Absolutely.
that's my idea.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate that.
Thanks very much.
Okay. So, again, things are happening. There is a foreign investor and I saw this in a press release, who is he's got that place out there now. They've got like a challenge course, a boxing ring, doing all kinds of things, and he's expanding his offering. And part of what he wants to put out in the property that he's bought is some obstacle course.
West? In the West?
In the West.
Okay.
Thing to do.
But let's talk pricing and still who tends to partner with you and say you tend to see all the time showing up. You know, you say the age starts from like 7-year-olds to matured bohemians. But what type of person tends to say, hey, I come in? You always see them. They always participate.
So you would think it's kind of, well, you know, gym people. Gym people show up.
Gym people show up. So if you're in the gym, more likely you could use this as part of your training exercise.
Yeah.
Okay.
But more than that, we always big up Doctors Hospital. We always have a big contingent of Doctors Hospital runners.
And Doctors Hospital send a team?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. They send a team. We always have a big contingent of them. Braun and, you know, that team, they come out all the time.
Braun, B-R-A-N-N?
No. They have that too, but B-R-O-N.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, Braun. Yeah,
the environmental.
I didn't know what Braun was.
And, and development. Yeah.
Okay.
So they always have a good team to come out and participate.
Because a lot of their work, like you work in outdoors, it's functional fitness all the time.
Oh, yeah. But who we haven't seen in vast amounts and who we kind of invite a lot are RBDF and RBPF
and
teams.
Since,
but we do have RBDF Rangers who have already signed up for this particular event. So I was happy to see that because we did something with the Ministry of Youth for them last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they went through our obstacle. There was a short course is what we call it. So like a 50 meter, all the obstacles are stuck into one, almost like American Ninja Warrior. And they go through it quickly in a relay style.
Look here, Mr. Guardian reporter. I gonna need you to link up with Sheldon Longley, right? Because the Bahamas government departmental basketball and softball leagues are playing now.
Yeah.
That's and they got all the teams, right? So they, you don't have to organize new teams.
Yeah.
They got all the telecom team and three different uniform officers. They got Rangers and Defense Force officers and police.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Shockers, BPL. So they already organized. I think that's the space you go into to get them to do the obstacle course. Yeah.
So how do people get in contact with you? If I'm part of a youth program and I say, this is a bonding exercise I want us to go through. If I'm part of a church program and say, this is a bonding exercise I want to go through. How do I get in contact with you to register? What's the price and stuff
like that? And can you do a church, like a church youth themed obstacle run, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We've done those kinds of things. Private events. Private obstacle events. So we our website is down for maintenance right now. With a terrible time for that. But my web guy is working diligently on it. Hopefully it's up before next week. But it's chickchurnychallenge.com.
Yeah.
You can find us there. Also Chickchurny Churin. We've kind of moved away from that. And our social media pages, you can find all our information there. Sign up link, Instagram, Facebook. You can find us there, TikTok now.
And what's the cost?
So it's $75 per person, individuals. If you're in a group of four or more, $65.
Okay.
If you are under 18, $50 if you're single, and $45 if you're in a group of four or more.
Oh, if I'm under 18 and single. Because everybody under 18
not like
single.
Mingling, not like not that single. Yeah, yeah.
Because all of y'all under 18 are single, please. Single, and thank you.
And give me the time range for the event.
Right.
You'd say 6 o'clock.
So, we're starting at 6, so we want people there by 6. We're probably going to get the first group out because we're going to start in waves by 6:30. Everybody's going to get their start time just before the event.
Okay.
But we want everybody out there, you know, kind of getting ready, getting prepared. And we want a little bit of sun peeking out at least so you can see where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
by that time.
Where's the starting place?
Crypto Isle.
So you start
at Crypto Isle.
And then where do I go from Crypto Isle?
And then we're going east.
East.
Yeah.
Okay. And run towards where?
So we're running towards along East Bay Street, there's obstacles, and then we're running towards Kalina. Kalina's a great partner and sponsor of ours. So we're turning around at Kalina. And then we're going west again.
Mm-hmm.
West is going to take us back through East Bay and then to Shirley for a stint. And then we're going to go back on East Bay.
Where do we cross over to Shirley?
Where?
Yeah.
You're going through the corner.
Which one?
I don't know the name of it.
Okay,
the one where the National Performing Arts Center is. I don't know the name of that corner.
Okay, he's called
the actual Williams Court.
That's what it is.
I think that's Williams Court.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't ever remember the name of it. But we're going to that corner.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. The one in between the liquor store and the seafood.
Right, seafood. Yeah, that corner.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I know Essex Street is one opposite, which by
the
clothing place.
Clothing place, yeah.
Sun Tea,
and then you go opposite. That's what you talk about, right?
Right, yeah, with that corner. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're going through there to hit Shirley Street, and then we go back on to East Bay via Mackey Street.
That's one natural obstacle.
Plenty.
let's make a note right now. Saturday, the 28th of September, 6 a.m. Y'all stop turning right on red. Y'all just follow every single traffic control, please, while the people them are using the road for their obstacle course.
That's why early in the morning, again, is a good time, too, because
Like I said, Aaron and I committed to this, right? Suppose I want to bring my wife to participate with us, right? That's like a bonding exercise.
You let the wife throw me. You say, you throw Aaron.
She's strong. Now, we don't have any experience climbing rope.
Right.
How I can get this woman across this rope?
How you can get
her
across?
Up the rope.
Yeah, I mean.
Cross is easy.
Is there anyone to show you, this is how you should climb it?
I could show you, or, you know.
I mean, like someone might say no. I may have to let two people go ahead of me.
Yeah, right. Okay. But what I tell people to do is I give you the name of the technique. It's called the J-hook. And if you find the J-hook, you can find tutorial videos online. If you find the J-hook, you'll be able to see other kind of techniques that are kind of like the J-hook and get you up the rope.
Obviously, you don't watch obstacle course on TV. When I watch obstacle course on TV, before each new obstacle, they show a video of somebody showing you how to do the obstacle in case you want to do it at home.
Yeah.
We need a little tutorial for each obstacle.
Yeah, yeah. I did a tutorial once. Our first city run, we had our Tyrolean Traverse. And I did a tutorial video on that because a lot of people don't really understand how to do a Tyrolean Traverse.
Tyrolean. Oh, Traverse. Tyrolean, like my boy Tyrone. Tyrolean.
Yeah.
Okay, I get
it. If you find it difficult, you gotta call him to help you out. But I did a video to show
people
how to get through it. Yeah, absolutely.
Call Tyrone.
Mm-hmm. So you had the Rangers who participate in something similar.
Right.
Right.
So for Youth Month last year.
Yeah. So do you tend to have a lot of youth people participating inside the Trick Charity Challenge?
So no. Again, it's a sport that we are trying to build up in the country. It's big. It's big globally. Mm-hmm. As you can see, we have Spartan has a whole Kids World Championship. It's not the only place that it's done. And so if there's a Kids World Championships, there are national events all over the place to get these kids together to, and they were from all over the world. Mm-hmm. Participants from all over the world, China, India, Philippines, all over the place, right?
And there's so many themes that could be attached, right? Like we're talking about getting the uniformed forces out to participate in the City Run Challenge, but they have firemen games.
They have
uniformed forces games.
That's such a great thing to watch,
right? And then you could have the EMTs and the medics competing with the Rangers, competing with the police, competing with the Defense Force. But then we could theme it up. I ready for y'all to go to the Holy Land in Mangrove Key, South Andres now, and do a religious themed. Yeah. You'd be surprised how many people would do that.
We did a event for disaster a few years in a row, the Disaster Management Authority, and we incorporate, so it's a team event, we incorporate a backboard. Mm-hmm. So let's say you get somebody injured, you got to carry a backboard. How does that feel? Nobody really knows what the weight of somebody on a backboard is.
And then how to coordinate.
And how to coordinate, picking it up, putting them on it. So we did that for SBDC this year during their event, which we had indoors. So we had an indoor obstacle challenge for them. That was great. That was fun.
You mentioned that Trick Charity Challenge tend to do private functions.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. How can my church group, my youth group, call Trick Charity and say, hey, can you create an obstacle course for us?
Yeah, so they just get in contact with us and people do that. They say, hey, you know, I got this thing coming up. You know, of course, people want to know how much it is first. But but we tailor it so that, you know, it could fit your budget. Some obstacles are much more grueling for us to set up than others. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, some of the easier ones are a little bit less expensive. If you want some obstacles where you work in your upper body, like hanging things, it's a little more expensive. We got a whole trussing system that we have to put up for those things. And it works me out and works our team out while we're trying to prepare to work you out, mm-hmm. right? So
you've been doing this from 2015.
2015.
It's now, yeah. What, that's 10 years later, is it? Aaron, I can't count. Nine years later. Yeah. And it's growing. Every year you change it and tweak it a bit.
Yeah.
Have more participants with it.
Yeah. It's the thing is.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Say I win.
Yeah.
What do I get?
If you win.
No, me personally, yes.
So we have great prizes again. We have Comfort Suites. We have a prize from Comfort Suites right now as a great prize. I want to win. I can't win.
You ain't get no mister?
A what?
A mister.
Oh, mister? Like misting?
Yes, like misting. But you all thought I meant I could come and win a whole man. Yeah. I could catch and win a whole man.
So yeah, no, we have our partners at Comfort Suites. We have great prizes there. Collect Light, which is going to be your finish line beer. We got some prizes from them. That's always a big thing. Like some people do these things just to get their beer at the finish line.
Can you put beer in the mister? I ain't gonna win.
You could. You could.
I ain't
gonna
win nothing. I just need to know when I reach, I ain't gonna die, because I feel like I can.
When you say that, what do you mean?
I mean
die
I,
like how?
Like fall out from exhaustion because.
No.
But no, like the misters, so the area is
we have
nice and cool.
Yeah, we have misters.
Because right. Somebody said, hey, say...
We can put beer in them, but we have them.
Somebody say, why you don't do it in the winter months when it's a little cooler? Is there a reason or like which events do you do in the summer and which do you do in the winter?
So there is. There has been... We have kind of been stopped by the sheer number of events that happen in the winter season. December's out. Nobody interested in doing much.
Yeah.
January was typically your 5K
marathon
month, so people doing that. Mm-hmm. Lots of things going on in February. We do want to do like a couples of. We've been trying to put that couples event together. So maybe look out for something in February. There are also other things, mm-hmm. you know, that happen in February. And then as we move into March, Easter and all these things. So we actually have not had the same date for this event ever. We always switched it. Mm-hmm. We might keep it consistent now. And I saved this point for you because you know, you were like, oh, yeah, come on the show.
I appreciate
So we're associated now with the International Federation of Obstacle Course Racing. It's called FISO. FISO is the Fédération Internationale des Sports Obstacles. It's just the Obstacles Course Federation. And they are related to the Union Internationale des Pentathlon Modern, which really just means that's how they've been able to inculcate obstacle course racing into the Olympic sport. Mm-hmm. So the Modern Pentathlon Association pulled out horse riding. And that's replaced by an obstacle course.
Okay.
Yeah.
You think the Bahamas could compete in that?
Horse riding was in the Modern Pentathlon?
Horse riding, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you think we have athletes who can actually participate in that?
I know we have athletes who can make it to that.
Nice. We can talk about that, right? We can take a short break now. This is Guardian Radio AM. We're talking to Chester Robards about next week, Saturday. September the 28th. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be Chikchani Challenge. Mm-hmm. This is an obstacle course. They call it the OCR race, right? And they're giving details about it. They're saying for mayor, $75. We can go back to the price again,
yeah.
right? And how to register, where to register, and what all it comes with that registration, right? We're going to take a quick break and come right back to continue the conversation.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
When you jump in your Japanese import and you turn the radio on, all you hear is...
Que le habían otorgado la Cámara de Diputados.
For the month of September, the HitSpot will install a band extender in your Japanese import for the discounted rate of only $79.99, VAT included. Get your band expander installed today at the HitSpot and listen to
Star 106.5.
Plus, get fresh news and smart talk on
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Are you tired of the same old 5K runs? Want something more? Then get ready for the Chicchani Challenge City Run on September 28th, starting at Crypto Wild. Test your strength, stamina, and spirit. It takes all of you to dodge, climb, conquer obstacles as you race through the heart of the city. Lace up and get to the Chicchani Challenge City Run. Register now on our website, chicchanichurin.com, or on our social media pages. Brought to you by Kalina, Island Yogurt, Advantage Insurance, Art of Graphics, Crypto Wild, and Guardian Radio 96.9.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, this is C.A. Nuri and Aaron Green is with me. We have Chester Robard with us, who is talking about the Chicchani Challenge, right? It's big news for them. They finally recognized by this international federation, right?
Yeah.
And I want to go in detail about that, right? Because it seems as if we can now create the pathway to have a Bahamian qualify to go to the Olympics in the next 4 years to participate in this obstacle course running. I'm kind of excited about that. I see I have one caller on the line, but before that, I just want to read this, right? If you have a Japanese import vehicle and you know you're not able to basically listen to Guardian Radio at all, especially my show, right, that comes on 11 a.m., it's time to go to HitSpot, right? HitSpot is having a $79.99 special. This includes VAT. So you can mention the show and say, man, I heard this on Guardian Radio AM and get this discount where they can place inside your car a band extender equipment. And this includes the installation. And this is happening, this special is happening during the entire month of September. So just go to the HitSpot, get that band extender. So you can listen to me. You can listen to me. And of course, when Aaron comes on, you can listen to her too, right? So that's what you got to do. But we can continue the conversation with Chester, right? Chester, yes. This is big news about the possibility of more Bahamians qualifying for the Olympics, especially with the type of times we have Bahamians doing with your program. Tell us more about the importance guys by this international grouping.
Yeah, so okay, Olympics is cool, but you know, you got world championships that happen, and it'll be nice to have a Bahamian at the top there too. So what in obstacle course racing, while it's kind of a dedicated, it has its own dedicated federation and its own dedicated global events, how obstacle got itself into the Olympics is by convincing the pentathlon, the UIPM, that it's a great sport to add to their event, because I think they were looking to replace horse riding, which was kind of like show jumping as well, for some time. So they've agreed that they're going to try this out for the next Olympics, see how it goes. So if somebody wants to, we want to send a Bahamian. That's a dream of mine, because I'd love to see somebody compete in like an obstacle course component in the Olympics. But they'll also have to do fencing, swimming, and running.
Right, so it's not...
And shooting.
It's not standalone.
No, it's not a standalone
event. So fencing.
So fencing, swimming, shooting, and running.
I know plenty by them.
who know how to shoot?
Who know how to fence?
They gotta learn.
But when you say fence, that's climbing the fence, or that's something like sword fighting.
That's sword fighting. That's fence.
We have some pirates here still.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we can do that.
There wasn't even the fencing I was talking about.
What kind of fence you talking about?
Buying and selling people tanks.
Yeah, and putting up fence on other people's property.
Yeah.
I mean, I know plenty by them.
Who know how to fence?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shooting off at the mouth and jumping to conclusions.
I understand. Yeah. You could do well at this. September 28th.
September
28th at 6 a.m. in the morning. Yes. You're going to meet up at
Crypto Island.
And that's on East
Bay Street. East Bay Street, right before the bridge.
Right before the bridge.
Right next to Green Pirate.
Right next to Green Pirate.
All right. Yeah. So as you know, I'll be watching Challenge, which has, that's a reality competition show that includes a number of obstacle type elements in the competition. And they have a food competition as well. And last week or the week before's episode, you have to compete, like heavy physical competition. Then you have to stop and eat gross things.
Oh.
Right? This texter is asking, though, will there be any eating competition? So I'm asking two things.
Okay.
Will Chicchani Challenge host eating competitions? And B, will you incorporate an eating challenge into your traditional OCR city run?
I'm going to write that down, and then maybe we could figure out how to do that.
Yeah.
Are they asking, are we going to boil 500 hot dogs and see who can
well,
eat
right.
the most?
I don't know if it's that type of competition or with the city run, right? We had a ladder by hand or a rope, get up the coconut tree.
Yeah.
Open the coconut. Drink the water the fastest. Empty the coconut.
I know.
Right? Like,
yeah, yeah.
That type of competition.
Yeah.
I ever be able to open up a coconut, though. It just doesn't open for me.
No? It don't work?
I just knock on it.
Interesting.
No? Mm-hmm. Never. Never.
You don't know the secret. You got to... With the back of the cutlass.
No, never. I never open up a coconut in my life. Never. I let the boy who's be on the side of the road do that for me.
Because the economy.
Yeah.
That's what I tell people. Because the economy, he need to work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Vendors. Sponsorship.
Yeah.
Will there be vendors at the site? Like a buy stuff? Because I'm a spectator. What's happening?
So right now, our vendors are giving away stuff.
Oh, let's talk about vendors who are giving away stuff.
We're still waiting to finalize certain vendors.
And giving away stuff, it'll be giving away stuff to the participant, or if
to
I come to
spectate,
okay,
yeah.
So not spectators.
Unspected.
Okay.
It's,
all right. So is there an entry fee for spectators?
No, not at this moment. No.
Okay.
There's no entry fee for spectators.
All right.
Just come with your people and cheer on your people.
But like, what if I brought a small pot of boiled fish to share amongst my friends? I mean, us who come in to watch.
Yeah.
Or my own cooler.
Bring your. Well, it ain't a cooler fat, so.
No, it ain't a cooler fat.
I know about that one.
Okay. Bring my own cooler.
With non-alcoholic drinks in it?
With non-alcoholic drinks in it, yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Gatorade and thing.
Yeah, we're not encouraging. Don't encourage me to drink first thing in the morning.
6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, you discouraging me from running.
Yeah. So it's Lightborn Trading was coming to give away some things.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
They always got
a lot of good stuff.
They have a lot of good stuff, Lightborn Trading.
Yeah. Tiger Balm and deodorant?
I don't know.
I mean, those are the two most important things for a run like that.
These are snacks. I know. I buy snacks from there.
They haven't told me what they're giving away, but they come in to give some stuff
now,
away.
There's another partner, a health-affiliated partner. Did you say?
Who that?
I thought you said at the top of the show. Who doing the health things? Who going to look at me and say, Green, you're tired already? I don't
know. We haven't found that person yet. But if they want to, it's available.
Okay.
All right.
That spot is available.
So people can still partner, call and say, hey, I want to be there with my health products and my this, that, and on display, whatever it is, and contact with you.
And if you want to come sell food, that too. Hey?
You sell food too? Remind me how to contact you if I want to partner early. Because if it's 6 o'clock in the morning, I'd like to do some sauce and some stew fish and bacon. I just say me. Go ahead.
Yeah, find us online. Look up Chicchani Churn or Chicchani Challenge. You could just do a quick Google search. You'll find us. Mm-hmm. There ain't many of us Chicchanis around.
Mm-hmm. I mean, not that you could see because they do.
Yeah. People call us Chicchani Farms all the time, but big up to them too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, no, we still have space for vendors and people who might want to participate with us. We can't do this alone, and we haven't done it alone. If I could mention who's helped us out, because we've bootstrapped this business for 9 years. We've looked for funding, but it's been difficult. God bless SBDC. They tried to help us through this. But Advantage Insurance, Island Yogurt, Pop-Up, Kalina, big one. They've been with us for a while. J-Line Fitness, Art of Graphics, Crypto Isle, of course, Guardian Radio 96.9. Comfort Suites has given some prizes away. So they've been very helpful. Collect Light, obviously, we're going to have that at the finish line. And give some of that away too.
Are you registered with BASE, Bahamas Association of Shore Excursions, and the Tourism Development Corporation?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Go check them out.
We've, like I said, this has been a labor of love for 9 years, and it's growing. It's growing very small, very slowly. Steadily.
You think we could convince Comfort Suites, since he's sponsoring, to have a team? Say, man, y'all send with 4 or 5 of them.
They could send some people. Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I'm trying to convince Dwight now to have a team.
I've been trying to convince Dwight to come do this for a while. Y'all need to drag him out.
We could do a Guardian Radio.
Y'all need to drag him
team.
Out.
Listen, yeah. This I think what would be a cool idea, the number of young vendors who have like mobile services, right?
Yeah.
Like screen printing.
Yeah.
Y'all come call Chester Robards and Chikchani Challenge, Chikchani Chirin. So when Aaron completes the Chikchani run, I could screen print my t-shirt that said I completed the run and no Chikchanis were needed. I didn't need no Obeah.
Yeah. So and none were harmed in
what about merchandising?
Merchandising?
Yeah, I want to know, do I get one shirt?
You get a shirt.
I would get a shirt.
You get a shirt.
I pay my $75 and I get one shirt.
You get a shirt and you get a medal.
I get medal?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everybody gets a medal?
Everybody who finishes gets a medal.
I have to finish first.
Yeah.
That's a key thing.
Yeah, you gotta finish it.
You see the.
You can't come through the front. You can't come through the front gate, and be like, I ain't doing the rest. Yeah, of this.
I gotta finish. You gotta finish first. That's a caveat there.
I mean, I gotta try to finish, right? Yeah. What if I can't finish? But I try. What if the spectators say, Chester, she tried.
So the good thing about it is, as you complete an obstacle, like if you actually do it and complete it, we're gonna mark that on your bib. And you move on. We have something called penalties if you can't do it or don't want to do it. And that'll be like push-ups, jumping jacks. And then we could consider that obstacle completed for you after you do your penalty. Nobody's there whipping you, making you do these things.
I can need that, though. I need a little plantation motivation.
So explain that penalty thing. Yeah. If something I cannot do, what happened?
Right. You got to do... The penalty is push-ups. Or jumping jacks.
And that replaces the obstacle?
The obstacle.
Okay, yeah. I could do that.
Yeah.
Because no, I'm still trying to picture that rope climbing thing. So I might could do like 1,000, not to say that
you
many.
Can, but you can do it.
I can do it.
Yeah.
See, you can I like do how it. You're motivating me.
I'm telling you, you can do it. I've seen Little Women who hadn't done it before, who may not have what you call upper body strength, complete the rope climb because they got the technique down.
Little Women like dwarfs?
No, not like that.
Say what?
It's a Little Women. My visual is different. And he just beated me. And I just went down the rabbit hole.
Listen, you guys have to start the day with some Goku Ganap to get your brain fire in properly, okay?
Yeah.
I watched Lord of the Rings. Anyway, let's just change. Just change the subject, right? So this is September 28th.
September 28th.
It's going to be 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
Right? You can register and give me the price them again.
So,
Especially for the young people, the 70-year-olds who participate.
Yeah, individual, $75. If you're in a group of four or more, it's $65 per person. If you're under 18, it's $50. And if you're in a group of four or more and you're under 18, it's $45. Yeah.
That's a good price for youth, number of youth people. So like some swim teams and those athletic groups.
So often you seem like people think the price is a deterrent. You don't find 5Ks and those kinds of things and typically for that price. Mm-hmm. It's because this is much more than that. This is a production that we have to put on for you. Mm-hmm. And you get a really cool medal. We designed the medal this year. I designed the medal this year. And I designed the t-shirt. I think it's great. I want to wear a t-shirt right now.
But I just want someone to take my photograph whilst I'm climbing the rope.
Okay.
Let you see me. See, that's me going up.
Again, I'll tell you, what's great there is the rope climb is at Crypto Isle. So everybody's going to get to see you try this rope.
No, wait, sorry. This is
Aaron, I want to see you climb this rope. Yeah, no. We're doing it anyway.
So I mean, you may not see me climb the rope. You'll definitely see me fall from the rope. No, I can guarantee that.
That's okay. I'm having fun about it, right? So how many obstacles are there?
So there are going to be 15 obstacles. We might throw one or two more in there. Mm-hmm. But 15 for sure, you're going to have to go through. Mm-hmm. To complete, I should say.
And list some of the obstacles that I can anticipate. So people who listen and say,
right,
who wants to participate, right, know exactly these are the things you may have to be doing.
Yeah, so you got the rope climb.
Basically climbing the rope.
Climbing the rope, yeah.
And I could opt out that and do some kind of penalty.
Right.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
You got the 8-foot wall.
What do you mean by the 8-foot wall? What is that?
So it's a straight vertical wall that you got to hop over, just like your house wall.
How do I get up?
It's a wooden wall. Well, if you don't, so there's a technique for that as well. Mm-hmm. You don't necessarily need upper body strength, but if you could jump up and grab the top and swing your leg up,
okay,
you could hook your heel. In rock climb, we call it the heel hook.
Wow.
You could hook your heel and then you drag yourself over with your foot.
Okay.
Does You know where they teach that technique as well?
Where?
It's a class called How to Find a Husband and Keep Him.
Okay. I'm just trying to picture how a Ken Ring would do that right now, but that's okay.
But typically in these events, you find at the tall walls, that's where you find all the teamwork going on.
Yeah.
That's where you find people helping people over those obstacles.
Good.
Yeah.
I have a plan. Go ahead. What is the next obstacle?
And so then you got a sand bag hoist. So you use a rope. You got to pull that bag, a weighted bag, up to the top. Let it back down. I said let it back down. This is not... You get a penalty for dropping the bag. You don't just let the rope go. You kind of slowly lower the bag.
Grip strength and muscle control.
So in competition, you don't raise the bag and just drop it. Mm. You got to lower it.
Okay. Go ahead. What else?
Yeah. You got your sandbag carry. You got your atlas carry. Atlas is just a big cement ball.
I thought it was a map.
Yeah. No, it looks like that. This is a globe, right? Mm-hmm. And the trick to some of these is you can't, like, in competition, you can't shoulder these things. So you can't throw the atlas on your shoulder, which is kind of an easier technique to carry it. You got to carry it in front of you as if you're cradling a baby.
Because I thought anyway, I would love to see, I just figured Cooper, I carried Exumo on my whole shoulder. Yeah. The whole thing I carried it, can't you see?
And you say, after I pay my money, I get my shirt no matter what.
When you cross the finish line.
Like I said,
you can't come through the front door.
I got for the medal, not the shirt.
All of that.
Okay.
we don't give you the shirt ahead of the day. You get all of those things
after you do this. If you are interested in sponsoring a Guardian team to participate in the Chicchani Challenge OCR obstacle course city run, call Chester Robards and give him the money.
I participate. I'm definitely participating. Anyway, this has been Guardian Radio AM. Of course, Aaron Graham is with me. Of course, we had Chester Robard, who's talking about the Chicchani Challenge. It's going to be on September 28th.
Yes.
Right? Anyway, have a wonderful day.
Appreciate it.